SPW. Shannon, how's it going? In 8 UH. Oh, about 70 miles an hour. I'm on my way to Gaylord. Got my trailer hooked up. Gonna help my son empty out his storage container so he can stop paying that monthly fee finally. And then I'll be going to Mancelona to drop stuff off at his house. How are you doing today?
Well, we're doing okay now. Been up since about 5. Feeling kind of crummy, and then, I don't know, it just started kind of fading away, and now we're doing not too bad, and can actually eat food and everything, so I guess, yeah, not too terrible.
Well, that's good. So, every once in a while, the state sites refresh their batteries for their backup systems. So I put in a request for the old batteries. They're usually 126 pounds apiece, 12 volts. And my goal is to put them at our repeater sites, along with maybe some solar cells. And then we can operate the repeaters on low power. Should we get into another power loss situation for a long period like we did?
That actually would be fantastic. The Motorola's repeaters are, they want 24 volts, so we would have to hook up them. We'd have to have maybe a series parallel bank, or a parallel series bank, whatever you want to call it, so we can get 24 volts, and then maybe a buck converter to drop everything down to 12 volts for everything else that needs 12. Other than that, the cool thing, even if we didn't have solar, the repeaters actually do have a battery maintainer function. It doesn't supply a whole lot of current, so it can't charge them quickly, but it'll at least trickle charge them. But we can also disable that feature as well. So that's pretty neat. That actually would be fantastic. I know Crossroads is already halfway there. Got a 12-volt battery system. Everything there is on battery. It just needs new ones. Because, if I remember right, those are pretty tired.
Alrighty. Well, if we couple two of them together in series, it gives you 24 volts. And we could order IOTA chargers/power supplies, and they'll maintain the battery. The only other thing we need to add is a low voltage dropout.
Yep, and we would be pretty set. That'd be great, actually. Yeah, let's see if we can do that, especially at Hackleberg. That would be really helpful. Maybe even throwing in a new battery for the generator, too, because that generator battery is shot.
Doesn't that take multiple batteries?
No, it's just one starter, or one 12-volt starter battery.
All right, well, we could afford to buy that anytime. Just need to get one that's decent. Yeah, we need to check to make sure the battery charger on the generator works. How are the levels on the propane?
I think last time I checked it was at 45%. It's not very full, but it's at least got something in it.
Alrighty. Well, we probably should make a call and get the county to have it filled.
Yeah, not a bad idea either. And then maybe see why the generator at Mackinac City didn't kick on. either it did or it ran out of gas or it just didn't entirely. I'm not quite sure what happened there.
Well, I can ask Bryce when I talk to him. I picked up the antenna from the EOC roof there in St. Ignace. It got damaged. So I haven't had a chance to unroll it yet to find out how bad. Bryce rolled it up and gave it to me, so I'll have to work on that too. So much to cram into a daylight, and then you got to worry about having good weather to do it. I burned half a day yesterday, got done at, or a stopping point at 2 o'clock, and I was going to have lunch and then go grease my trailer, and it started pouring rain, so I didn't get to grease it. I'll do that tonight, maybe, tomorrow. Projects.
There you go. Good stuff. All right, Shannon, I'm going to jump out of here. My head is pounding again, so I'm going to go lay down here, and hopefully this gets out of here. All right, we'll catch you later. Have fun transporting items from point A to point B. Any damage.
All right, sir. You have a great day. Yeah, I'm going to wind up having a washer and dryer to get rid of. And possibly a refrigerator. All working. And maybe a stove. So, if you know anybody with dire needs, they're not the newest, they're not the greatest, but they work. Well, I hope you're feeling better. JSPW.
This is WARRM in Gaylord. Anybody on up north? Oh, I guess not.
W8SOX. KF8BPM is testing. KF8BPM. Test complete. KF8BPM is clear.
This is W8SOX.
KD8FKW on 430 repeater. Mobile.
Hey, YDT9TOP, is that hard?
W8VET, mobile.
WADET Mobile 9KOB Mobile Mile, good afternoon. Is that you that pulled in Ace Hardware?
Yep, that was me. I just left there. What you have to do?
We're heading north to Gaylord to go look at an SUV.
Yeah, copy that. For you or for the business?
For Audi is dead. It don't drive no more.
Oh, okay, that's too bad. What you going to look at?
I think it's a 2017 GMC Denali XL.
Oh, nice. Yeah, it was real nice. Yeah, good luck with that. Let me know if you like it.
Copycat.
NDPX.
Just told him, I said, I just should offer the people that crashed this morning to buy that one and fix it.
Yeah, hey, Adam, I heard you in there. Yeah, for real, that's about almost exactly what was in the wreck this morning.
All right, go ahead, Adam. Didn't you guys just buy one of them?
hang on, I'm at the dump.
Copy. Yeah, we, that one had 130,000 miles on it. I wonder what the bank would...
What did your company gonna...
Saw back for, or did buy it back for?
That one this morning wasn't too bad, though. I mean, they wouldn't have totaled that out, would they?
Oh, yeah, it's totaled. They're not fixing it.
Oh, wow, okay. Yeah, I didn't think it looked too bad. Hadn't dropped any fluids on the ground or anything, but I know that wheel wouldn't turn because of clearance issues.
Yeah, the Audi wasn't leaking anything either. Just the plastic bumper alone was $5,800. Yeah, it's hit and miss with insurance companies. I mean, I got one there, the 2020 Fusion. Her daughter was driving it, crashed it, and the insurance company's not picking it up. Not gonna pay for it, so here I sit with a car.
Wow, that's crazy. Yeah, that stuff adds up fast. You'd never think that would be $5,800.
That didn't even include the headlight, the fender, the door, none of that. That was just the bumper cover.
I thought the headlight cost about $15,000.
Being an Audi, it probably was. I don't know who that was, but I liked your MDC. NIKOP Mobile, name's Cameron.
That's Drake, NAPMH.
Yeah, it's funny. Hey, Drake, how you doing? Yeah, WAVET in the mobile.
Well, how are you doing, Drake?
Well, can't be too bad because it's the weekend and I'm not working, which is always a good thing.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, that one, that wreck yesterday, Mike. What a mess. He folded about 30 feet of guardrail back.
Yeah, I saw that. Yeah, that was, I talked to Brian this morning, and yeah, I got a meeting for like 2 hours, and of course, there's a crash right in front of my house. Like, why wouldn't there be? But yeah, I'm glad he's all right. But, well, I'm ironically about to run into the Amish store here to buy electrical things, so call me politically insensitive, but I think they have what I need here. I'll be clear. W8VET, Whiskey 8, Victor Echo Tango. Have a good day, guys.
All right, Mike, talk to it. N9KOB. Go ahead, Drake. Anything good over your way happening?
No. Nothing special happening here. Other than the sun's out, it's just not very warm. So, I don't know. It's my day to clean, so I've been cleaning and doing laundry and playing with radio stuff. So, yippee.
Adam, you back from the dump?
Yep, just jumped back in the truck. Yeah, we've got a 21 Denali, and I love it, except for the fact that it's been sitting at Bishop GMC in Sheboygan for the last 2 months waiting on a new motor.
Can I ask why? What happened?
Catastrophic lifter failure. It is very common in the two different size motors that come in those. Mine's got the 6.3, I think it is. It's a bigger one. But apparently the 5, I don't know if it's 5.3 or 5.7, I can't remember. But apparently it's a pretty common issue with those.
You can the 6.3s and the 5.3s, it is. I don't know why they're making it put a whole new motor in it when they can, but it is a dealer. For about $1,000, you can delete it and put it all back together and make it to where it doesn't have the AFM. It's collapsed the lifters that fail. I thought it was something worse than that.
Well, the reason they're replacing it is because the whole motor decided to have a disco party.
Ooh. Yeah, what do they, watch on TikTok, all of, bring their credit card to the disco party.
Was there fire?
I missed what you said. I had to jump back out of the truck for a second.
We asked if there was fire.
My guess is probably not. That could have been more fun. Yeah, you can blame that on all on, what's it, AFM, DFM? Do they call it the dynamic fuel management or something? I don't know. Cylinder deactivation. I'll call it that. Apparently there's two different types. There's the kind that'll go from 8 cylinders to 6 to 4, and it only does like a specific cylinders or whatever. There's another model. It's got a different acronym. Very similar acronym. One letter is different, but it's got cylinder deactivation on every cylinder, and I guess it'll just do it. Yeah, I guess it just randomly picks a cylinder, and it wants to say, nuh-uh. And that one seems to be more problematic.
Yeah, that's the one I got, the one that shuts down all of it. It picks and chooses between all 8 cylinders. So, yeah, it grenaded the cam, too, so it sent all sorts of disco glitter inside the, you know, they dropped the fuel pan or the oil pan, and they called me and they're like, oh wait, nope, we weren't just going to do cam and lifters, but now we're going to do the whole motor. So as soon as I get it back, there's apparently a device you can buy that plugs into your OBD2 port that disables that. It's like $100.
No, bring it down to me and we'll do it the right way. That thing will fry your computer.
Yeah, I don't know enough about it. But other than that, I love the car. It's an amazing car. It drives great, handles amazing. With the bigger motor, it pulls stuff all day long. I'm like at my wit's end that I don't have it back yet. Thank God I had the extended warranty with it, so it's all covered, but they're still trying to find a motor for it.
Yeah, we actually just did the DOD on a 2017 a couple weeks ago, same setup, and it worked out really well. Deleted it and tuned it out of the computer. Problem with those AFM DOD things you plug into the ODB2 is they mess with the computer, just like those speed turtles and everything for the headlights. I've seen so many of those things tear computers apart, BTMs apart.
Yeah, I guess that makes sense. I don't know, I gotta do something though. I don't want to lose another motor.
How many miles?
Wife was already saying the mileage when you asked, because she knew that was going to be the next question. 90,000 is when it grenaded itself.
Yeah, that's about right. The problem is, what happens is the glifters, so there's two sets of lifters. There's a solid lifter and then there's a collapsible lifter. The solid lifter is the same lifter that they put in the 99 Chevy trucks all the way up till, they still use them. They're the same exact lifter. The ones that fail are the hydraulic compressing lifters, and we had one last week we did. It wouldn't collapse. So it shut the cylinder down, but the thing wouldn't collapse, so it kept opening the valve and causing it to misfire. But I've seen them where it's just, the springs just break and then tears a whole bunch of other stuff up. But, yep, that sounds about right. So, alright, well, I just got the timeout timer, so. We're motoring along yet, I'm going to go down a hill and lose the repeater here, so. We'll talk to you guys later. We'll be up in Gaylord for a bit. NADMH, NADPX, and 9KOB. Cool. All right.
I'm 72 and I'm 18 in Crawford County.
Yeah, that's exactly what happened with mine, and it was cylinder one. It sounds like it didn't compress and misfire cylinder one. The crappiest part about it is I had just had it into the dealer a week and a half prior to do a full point inspection on it because we were going to take it to Florida with us, and they said, nope, it's great, everything's beautiful, and then a week later it was dead, so here we are. All right, catch you later. Drake, go ahead, N8 APX Mobile.
KC8USA.
Go ahead, sir, N8UH.
Yeah, KM, you still out here? KC8USA.
Yeah, I might lose you. I'm in Crawford County.
Yeah, Cam, question. When you disable that, when you disable the 246, what makes you think that increases the durability of the engine?
It really doesn't. It just stops the computer from opening those solenoids. The oil. It stops the cylinders from, or the solenoids from shooting oil into them, injectors, lifters, and collapsing them, so they'll always stay solid, and it won't knock down the four cylinders. It's still not bulletproof. The only way to really fix the issue is to take those lifters out and put solid lifters in, and with a different cam. That's the only way to really get around it.
Yeah, right, exactly. But yeah, a lot of people think they're going to, by disabling it, they're going to increase the durability of the engine. But you're right, that's the only way you're going to improve it is by removing the lifters and putting the standard camshaft and lifters in it. All right, yeah, I just heard you guys talking about it because I still got it on Moody Blue, as you know, so, but it doesn't bother me, and the truck's only got 14,000 miles on it. It's a 2014, so it'll probably outlive me. All right, travel easy. And, yeah, Phil said he would give me a call later on that Motorola deal. KC8USA.
Yeah, I'll give you a TX, an ITOP mobile.
Adam, did they give you an idea on how long it would be until you got a motor?
Negative. I keep calling, and I called last week, and he goes, well, I just got the one in for the Sheboygan Police Department's cruiser, so if I got that one in, yours should be any time now. That was a week ago.
Any time could be a week or next month or next year.
Don't you put that evil on me, Ricky Bobby.
Hey, man. It's not my fault.
I'm hoping that it'll be within the next few weeks at most.
Yep. Well, at this point, it almost seems more worth it to have an engine that's not going to blow up over having better, slightly better fuel economy. You know, it doesn't really seem worth it. Imagine if that happened outside of your extended warranty. Like, that would really suck.
Yep. And that's why I spent the $3,500 on the warranty. And don't even get me started on fuel mileage with that car. I have to run premium in that thing. It's got 11.5:1 compression ratio.
Oh, that sucks. Wow. Yeah, that's no fun. It's really fun when I've done this once with my car. I was driving the work van all week, and that runs on 87, of course. And then I had to put gas in my car, and brain was on autopilot, filled it up halfway with 87, and I was like, oh, crap, that's the wrong gas. So I put it in 93, and of course, the knock sensors were detecting knock, pulling out timing, and I was like, all right, well, this sucks. Went to the store, grabbed some octane booster, and that helped a little bit. And, of course, when you do that, When you start pulling timing, that's really when your fuel mileage suffers.
Yeah, I've noticed it with that Denali that if you, I think it was one time we went somewhere that was out of premium and I had to run 87 in it, so I only put in like $20. And it took me like 2 full cycles of filling it full and running it empty before it went back to normal.
Must have some really touchy knock sensors. Well, I guess that's a good thing, because if they're oversensitive and pulling timing, they're doing their job. That's a good thing. It's preventing spark knock from grenading your motor and, well, bending a rod, because you bend a rod enough, oh boy, you may install yourself some inspection ports.
Yeah, unintended. No, it's got to have some pretty good sensing in it, because it can tell right away when it doesn't have, you know, 93 in it. It'll run on 87 all day long, but your fuel mileage gets cut in half, and it just runs terrible.
Hey, DMH. Yeah, I discovered that mine will actually limit your RPM. It limits to 4,000 RPM when it starts pulling timing. It's like, whoa, bud. We're not doing that today.
Yeah, it doesn't tell me anything or freak out, but, I mean, you can watch it. You know, when I fill it up with premium, it'll say, you know, 380 miles, you know, 390 miles. When I fill it up with 87, it'll say, like, 250 miles max.
Does that thing get really good gas mileage, or does it just have that big of a tank?
You know, it can't have that big of a tank. Empty to full is just a hair over $100.
It's got a slightly bigger tank than mine, because empty to full for me is about $80.
Yeah, I've actually not stopped to look at how many gallons, but, if the low fuel light's on and I fill it up, it's usually about $110, $115.
Right around 21, 23 gallons, maybe?
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Oh, that helps. And I'd probably wager to guess it gets about 18 to 23 miles per gallon. It's getting that far. That's got to be a heavy vehicle, though. That probably doesn't get that good of gas mileage.
Yeah, it's heavy. It's a big vehicle. You know, it's a Yukon Denali. So it's bigger than my truck is. It's got a bigger motor than my truck does. My truck is a 5.7 Hemi. That's got a 6, I think it's a 6.2. Yeah, not a 6.3, it's a 6.2 LS.
It's about the only LS you don't want to put in your vehicle.
I figured that out firsthand.
I have a better idea. Put a 454 in there.
Well, you know, we have it for the luxury, not for the sport cariness.
Your 454 is just going to absolutely, it's going to siphon all of the gas out of your tank in about a quarter of the amount of time that 6.2 does. Granted, 454 is a 7.4 liter. and it's an all-iron block. So it weighs like 700 pounds.
No, it's going to get another 6.2 when they can find one.
You should have them just not put those collapsible lifters back in there. You should have them just take those collapsible lifters out. And that'd probably be a lot of money. Well, does the warranty restart on the new motor, or does it just keep going?
You know, that's a question I got to ask. I haven't asked yet. You know, the extended warranty is good for 3 years, and we just bought the car at Christmas time, so, you know, I'm covered there. But I would hope that the brand new crate motor from GM would have, you know, some kind of limited warranty on it, you know, 50,000 miles or something like that.
It's going to have that limited warranty where once the warranty's up is when the motor grenades itself, you know.
Yeah, that's how it works. That's what them engineers really do. They build stuff to last only until the warranty expires.
Yeah, that way they can just barely keep themselves out of lawsuit territory.
Well, from what I understand is there's talks of lawsuits with the 5.3 and 6.2.
Oh, there you go. All right, well, my timer for laundry is going off, so I got to go tend to that. Anyway.
All right. We just got into Petoskey. Got to go pick out some nightstands for... We completely redid our bedroom, new flooring, new bed, new all sorts of stuff, so... Farting around in Petoskey. We'll catch you later. N8ATX.
Channel.